91X News.
It's plus two and the clouds are clearing at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Austin McKay. It's been a month since the car crash that took the lives of two women on Highway 401. Miller Reynolds updates us on what happened with the investigation since the accident.
After being linked to a fatal crash on Highway 401 on February 6th, the Angry Beaver Bar and the Beaver Dam Bar were both given interim suspensions for their liquor licenses. The co-owners were then given 15 days to appeal the suspension. Lisa Murray, spokesperson for the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, says the licenses have been revoked.
In this case, for both of the establishments, there was no hearing requested. Therefore, the orders were signed and the licenses were revoked.
Murray explains what would happen if the co-owners applied for another liquor license.
It's unlikely that they would be granted a license before 2 years. After the 2 years, we look at each individual application on its merits, so there may be reasons for any license application for the registrar to say, I don't think this license should be granted.
A media relations officer with the Napanee OPP says the investigation is ongoing. No charges have been laid at this time. Miller Reynolds, 91X News.
A postmortem is being done on the body of a man found yesterday in the Bay of Quinte. His body was found around 4:30 yesterday afternoon after several hours of searching. 91X reporter Keenan Weaver was on the scene yesterday and brings us the story of the search.
Police divers head out on their boat to continue the investigation of a man who went missing around midnight Sunday night. Divers spent several hours that night and early Monday morning searching the waters around the Norris Whitney Bridge for the 44-year-old Quinte West man. The incident started when an off-duty police officer found an abandoned vehicle at the peak of the bridge and called 911. They heard a man's voice coming from the water and launched a full-on search and rescue mission when he went silent. Constable Kim Guthrie of the Prince Edward County OPP says despite their best efforts, nearby conditions make it a difficult search.
It's a large area to cover. There's a lot of water, a lot of water surface or a lot of water area to actually search. There's a lot of luck involved sometimes in a situation like this when you don't have an exact location where he was last seen.
The identity of the man is known but has not yet been released, and no foul play is suspected. Keenan Weaver, 91X News, Belleville.
The Trans-Canada Corporation, which is based out of Calgary, says it's close to completing plans for a new route for the Keystone XL pipeline project. Alex Porbois told an energy conference in Texas that the company plans to resubmit its permit request to the U.S. State Department within weeks. The new plan for the Alberta to Texas Gulf Coast pipeline will take a different route around Nebraska's environmentally sensitive Sandhills region. The last thing Tori Stafford's grade 3 teacher said to her as she left school on April 8, 2009 was, "Okay, hon, we'll see you tomorrow." Jennifer Griffin Murrell testified she gave Tori permission to run back to her classroom in Woodstock. Here's more.
Tori's teacher testified that the last day of her life was a fairly normal day for Tori. She described her as a happy-go-lucky, energetic girl. She said that there was one incident where Victoria wanted to go home to change her clothes because she had gotten wet jumping in a puddle.
The Crown alleges Michael Rafferty and Terry Lynn McClintock, who earlier pleaded guilty to first-degree murder, snatched Tori outside of school and sexually assaulted and killed her within hours. Rafferty is on trial in nearby London and has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault, and kidnapping. The NDP wants Veterans Review and Appeal Board disbanded and its $11 million annual budget used to create a better system. The arm's length agency, where veterans challenge their benefits, is the focus of a privacy scandal and is also accused of being patronizing and disrespectful to veterans. Both the NDP and Liberals are pushing the government to exempt veteran affairs from looming budget cuts, and MPs will vote tonight on a motion to get that effect. Victims of financial fraudster Earl Jones have reached a multi-million dollar out-of-court settlement of their class action lawsuit with the bank, the Royal Bank of Canada. For more, here's Peter Ray.
RBC says the $17 billion settlement will not be final until the court approval process is completed and is not material to its earnings. The bank had earlier offered $12.5 million in compensation, but the victims demanded $40 million. Jones was sentenced in February 2010 to 11 years in prison for defrauding more than 150 clients over a 25-year period. Much of the $50 million lost by Jones's clients was held at a Royal Bank branch on Montreal's West Island. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press, Montreal.
Canada's dietitians want to give you the real deal on your meals. Canadian Press reporter Nita Chowdhury says every day this month, the Dietitians of Canada will be posting a new nutrition myth and on its website along with the facts.
Some myths addressed on the Dietitians' website include whether organic products are better and the best types of food for a healthy diet. Toronto-based dietitian Christy Brissett says the website also offers tips on how to safely achieve a healthy weight. Brissett says people are looking for that magic pill that will make them healthier and lose weight, but nobody wants to hear that it's hard work.
But she says it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Adding a healthy life can it be achieved by making small changes. That's 91X News, the 506. Renee Rogers has sports next.
I never thought I'd be here. Not in school, still looking for work, and no clue what to do about it.
Start your new direction at Loyalist Community Employment Services. Career planning specialists are ready to help you with job searches, retraining, and self-employment. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here. It's time for a new chapter in your life. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, 54 Dundas Street East, Belleville, or online at communityemploymentservices.ca.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
You can see one local hockey game tonight. The Picton Pirates will meet the Campbellford Rebels tonight for the second game of the Empire B Finals. The Pirates lost Game 1 against the Rebels 2-0 on Sunday. Pirates coach Ryan Woodward says the players were flat after having a week off, but they're prepared for tonight's game.
We're not using that as an excuse, but we know that we have a whole other level that we can play at, and going on the road is perfect for us, and with a quick turnaround, we're just excited to get back at it.
The puck drops at 7:30. In other local hockey news, an NHL preseason game could be on its way to Prince Edward Hastings, but you have to vote to get it. Amanda Monahan has the story.
After finishing their night shift, a local hockey league hits the ice for a quick game of puck. The Sterling Rawdon Recreation Center is rich in hockey history, but it could use some improvements, according to Richard Dean, the manager of the arena.
Nowadays, the arena's getting a lot smaller. You know, kids are getting a lot bigger. Dress rooms are small. You know, kids come in there and they have hockey bags that fit another kid inside their hockey bag. So you put 15 kids in a dressing room, you need another 15 spots for the rest of their equipment, too.
Kraft Hockeyville could make those dreams a reality. The battle for top five ends tonight at midnight when voting closes for the top community in the Ontario category. Sterling is up against fellow Prince Edward Hastings community Bancroft and Godrich of Southern Ontario. If voted into the top five, Sterling will get an automatic $25,000 for arena upgrades. The top prize is $100,000 and an NHL preseason game. Amanda Monahan, 91X News.
In national hockey news, there are 12 games on the schedule tonight, including Boston at Toronto. It will be new Leafs coach Randy Carlyle's first home game with the team. The action gets underway at the Air Canada Centre tonight at 7. In local basketball, good news for Loyalist College women's team. Taylor Renkema has the story.
The team made provincials for the first time since the 2007-2008 season, but fell against Sheridan and top-seeded Fanshawe. Athletic Director Jim Buck says veteran players and new rookies will help build the team for next year.
We've got a good number of players returning from this year's team, and I know the coaches are actively recruiting right now, and we've already got a few kids coming in that should help us, and hopefully they build on that.
Buck says the team relied on every player this year, not just one or two superstars, and he hopes to see more women on next year's team to add some depth to their bench. Taylor Rankema, 91X Sports, Belleville.
In the NBA, Chris Bosch is expected to be in the Miami Heat's lineup tonight when it hosts the New Jersey Nets. Bosch has been away nearly a week dealing with the death of his grandmother. A busy night in the NBA with 12 games. Toronto is off. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Austin Mackay with 91X Weather.
Tonight will be cloudy and there's a 40% chance that there's flurries, low of 0. Overnight, it will be clear and temperature rising to +5 by the morning. Wednesday seems to be beautiful. It'll be sunny all day, increasing cloudiness into the evening and a high of 11. But right now it's 2 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Austin Mackay with Renee Rogers. Have a pleasant evening.